7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's going to be a nice day. So get your shopping done, work around the yard. You know, it's not too late to plant bulbs, and a lot of garden centers have a few bulbs left here and there. Buy them on sale, plant them in your garden, or you can pot them up and force them. And we'll tell you about forcing bulbs a little bit later. But get some in the ground. You'll really thank yourself later on in March, in April, in May, when you have color in your garden. So the ground is still soft for most of us. Get some bulbs planted. Go down to your local garden center. They'll help you pick out the bulbs. Get some paper whites so that you can force those in the house later. Amaryllis is a great bulb for forcing after Christmas, when all the craziness is done. And you can also buy prepared hyacinths. And these are hyacinths that have been pre-treated with the coal so that they will bloom in just a vase of water or in a container filled with stones. So there are things out there that you can do, but you need to buy them now before they're all sold out, and then keep them cold. Let's go to the phones. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Ray from New Hampshire with a question about Brussels sprouts.
Hey, Ray, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I just heard you talking about your Brussels sprouts. And I saw a deer in my yard and the leaves eaten from my Brussels sprouts also. And I was blaming the woodchucks, but I think it was the deer. But my Brussels sprouts, I planted them through one of those echo mats with the capillary tubes in it.
Yes.
And the plants look like small tree trunks. They're beautiful plants, but the Brussels sprouts never developed. They look like little marbles. They never got any size to them.
Well, mine, for some reason this year, were not as large as in past year. I don't know if it was the weather, if I didn't feed them as much. They grew a little bit shorter. They had a nice big trunk, but as you said, they were smaller in size.
Mm.
But the one thing that I that I did this year, and it's probably my fault, I've planted them in the same area for the last few years. And where the Brussels sprouts were planted this year, I had broccoli last year, and the year before that I had cabbage. So I'm thinking they're all in the same family. Maybe I have to put them someplace else in the garden. Have you been planting in the same area?
Yes. Yeah, I do that too.
So I think what you and I have got to do for next year is we have to take the area where the cold weather crops, which is broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, and move that to the opposite end of the garden, and where we've been planting our cold crops, we've got to plant tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and things like that, just to kind of rotate the garden, because what happens is the entire family of cold vegetables basically need the same nutrients to grow well. And if we plant the same crop over and over and over, those nutrients that the plants require get pulled in, and any surplus in the soil begins to get used up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we've got to do, and I'm going to do it next year, and I have this map, the same as you. I'm going to roll up the mat in late March, and I'm going to condition that soil. I'm going to put in some compost. As soon as things calm down here, I'm going to head to the beach and get some seaweed, put that down. And if I can't turn it in or get it down, at least I will have it here. So if you can get the seaweed, bring it home. If you don't have the time to spread it, keep it in the black trash bag. And then when you get the time, spread it. If you don't, by keeping it in the black trash bag and adding some water, it will help to create a composter. The black will absorb the heat. The water that's in it will heat up with a nice day like yesterday. I live in Kennebunk, and we were 64 degrees. So if that bag full of seaweed has plenty of moisture in it, it's going to create a steam or a vapor and help to break down that seaweed a lot quicker. So, if we can rotate our crops, if we can recondition the soil, add something like biotone made by Espoma that has a lot of mycorrhizae and all kinds of bacteria, give the soil a chance to rest. And one of the problems that the state of Maine has had in the problem is the old-time potato growers refuse to rotate their crops. And the quality of the Maine potato started to go smaller. They didn't keep as well. Well, finally, they're beginning to realize that. Now they're rotating their crops. And it's unbelievable if you drive up country, up into the Presque Isle area, where there are a lot of potatoes being grown, they are now growing broccoli, cauliflower. They're growing different types of grain, allowing the soil to rest, to rebuild itself. And now the quality of the Maine potato is gaining. It's getting bigger. It's getting stronger, and it's keeping better. And that's what you and I have to do. The deer, well, that's a different problem. And I'll tell you, Ray, if you go out there and the Brussels sprouts, even though they're small, they're still very, very tasty, you better pick them, because they ate all my leaves and they ate all the darn Brussels sprouts right off my plant. So even if they're small, pick them, bring them in, cook them, and enjoy them. They're beautiful. But rotate your crop for next year and into a different area, and they'll do much, much better. Welcome to the club. It's a hard way to learn, believe me. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, talk with Tom, and we'll all work together to prevent things like this from happening to you and your garden also. That's what makes gardening fun. You never know what's going to happen. Tom, who's up next? We have open phone lines, so give us a call, and we'll get you right up. Now, at this time of the year, I know a lot of you are beginning to bring in plants to make your house look good for the holidays. If you're going to buy a poinsettia early, there's a few things that you should know. Number one, when you buy the poinsettia, make sure that when you leave the store that it is wrapped. It has to be wrapped so that it doesn't get chilled. And if it's cold, stop the car, give it a chance for the heat to come on, and then put it in a warm car, go straight home. Don't go food shopping or Christmas shopping and leave the plant in a cold car. Bring it home. Point status, do not like a drafty room. If it's going to be in a breezeway, if it's going to be near your door that opens and closes, you're going to lose foliage because every time the door opens, the air is cold and it's going to chill the plant. Next thing with the poinsettia, you're going to get it either in a plastic sleeve or wrapped in tinfoil. Make sure that when you water, you drain all of the moisture out of that pot cover. If you allow the poinsettia to sit in a plastic pot cover or tinfoil and it fills full of water, the root system is going to rot. Finally, when you water your poinsettia, water with warm water, never cold, or you'll lose the lower foliage. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together. Now, I know a lot of you are beginning to decorate, and I'll give you a tip. If you're using roping, and you want to put some evergreen roping around a light pole, you're going to need 3 yards. If you want to put roping around your front door, going up one side, across the top, and down, you're going to need 7 yards. Now, it's a lot cheaper to buy the whole roll than it is individual pieces. A roll of roping is normally 10 yards. So a 10-yard roll of roping will do your front door and your light pole. Your light pole is 6 feet tall, and you may say, well, I'll only get 6 feet. Well, if you're going to twist and turn it like a corkscrew, you need more. So you need a 10-yard roll to do a light pole and around your front door, okay? And if you're going to be using nails to hold it, try and use a galvanized nail rather than a regular nail, because a galvanized nail will not rust. And some of you may want to leave the nails there so that they'll be there for next year. And if you use a regular, everyday nail, it's going to rust and it will streak, giving you a line of discoloration on the molding around your door. So try and get something that's galvanized, and that way you won't get that rusting effect. It makes a big, big difference. Now, if you're going to be hanging a wreath, put it on the outside of your storm door, never on the inside. If you put a wreath between the main door and the storm door, and you face south, the heat coming in through the glass is going to be just like a greenhouse. And I guarantee you, within a week, maybe 10 days, that beautiful green wreath that you put there is going to turn brown. because the sun going through the glass could be as warm as 80 to 90 degrees. So hang it on the outside to keep it nice and fresh. It does make a big, big difference. And if you've looked at our website, at the wreaths that we are making this year, we have two new ones. We have a boxwood wreath, which we've never done before. We found somebody to make them for us. They're very limited. And if you like a kind of a colonial look, the boxwood wreath is beautiful. And you can also hang it inside your house. What I've done is, yesterday the weather was really mild. I took all of the boxwood wreaths that we had made, and I dipped them in wilt-proof so that the back of the leaf and the front of the leaf have been totally coated with wilt-proof. That way, it will not lose moisture. So that is really good. And we are making for the first time a breast cancer wreath. We're using pink hydrangea, reindeer moss, and every wreath that we sell, we make a $5 donation to the breast cancer research facility. My grandmother, my wife's grandmother, and my wife's mom passed away from breast cancer. So this is our way to try and see if we can help people with the research. Take a look at it. They're all on the website. The website is paulparent.com. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Every single Thursday, we give you information about your garden. This week, we talked how to take care about your poinsettia, how to take care of cyclamen, and ways to keep your Christmas tree fresher at this time of the year. PaulParent.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Well, Paul, we had a caller during this last break who wanted to know about how to get the news journal, and she doesn't have internet, so she needs a mailing address.
Okay. If she wants to order the garden journal, she can... send me a note. It's just address it to Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T. My home address is 2 Blueberry Pines Drive, Blueberry Pines Drive, in Kennebunk, K-E-N-N-E-B-U-N-K, Maine, 04043. And it's $29.95, and we'll get it right out to her. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Christine from Mass with a question about boxwood.
Hey, Christine, good morning. How can we help you out today with your boxwood?
Good morning, Paul. This spring, we planted in our front yard a lot of boxwood plants, and since our front yard gets a lot of wind in the winter, we've prepared them by spraying them with the wiltproof and wrapped them with the burlap. But the question I have is, should that burlap completely cover the plant top and all around the sides, or can the top stay open? That's what I wanted to know. I didn't know about the snow getting in the top, if that would damage the plants.
The snow won't damage the top, but I think what would happen is if you covered the entire plant with a very thick gray burlap, you're going to block all of the sunlight. And being that this is an evergreen plant, you may lose some of your color between now and spring. And if we do have a winter that is really dark and gray like we can get, you run the risk of losing a lot of the older foliage. So when spring arrives, the new growth that was made this year and possibly last year will be pale green, but the older foliage that's on the inside of the plant, because it was so dark during the winter, could possibly all fall. So I think if you give it a good spray with wilt proof and really, really soak it, and then wrap it with burlap, go over the top of the boxwood by about 1 inch, but leave it open. The other thing, too, that happens is if you have a thick burlap, we get some rain, it freezes, the burlap's going to get wet, it will no longer be able to breathe because the burlap is frozen like a piece of ice. And because there's no air movement, that also will affect the boxwood on the inside. Now, where the problem comes is going to be in late February, early March. The days are going to get longer. Your temperatures are going to warm up a little bit. And what I've seen in the past is if you cover the entire plant, and we start to get warm weather mixed in with the cold, it's going to create a lot of moisture, and you could encourage like a mole to grow on the foliage of the boxwood, and some of that is going to force it to drop also. So the main thing is blocking the force of the wind, sheltering it, but you have to allow it to breathe so that if it does heat up, the excess heat can escape. So cover all the way around it, but leave most of the top open. Now, if you've already covered the top, take some scissors and just cut half of the top open. You can leave part of the top covered, but you've got to leave a place like a vent to let the excess heat out, to let air movement in it, and that will help the plants tremendously. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we will have the man who developed wiltproof on the radio, and we'll talk more about wiltproof and how it works and what it will do for your plant. But if you have newly planted evergreens, especially azaleas and dense plants like boxwood, dwarf Alberta spruce, or tender plants, wiltproof, wiltstop really does make a big difference in the winter survival, especially during the first 2 or 3 years until the plant gets well established in your garden. Great question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod with a question about chrysanthemums.
Good morning, Jeff. How can we help you with the chrysanthemums this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I, 2 years ago, bought a chrysanthemum from the box store, and I put it in the ground, and it survived last winter. It flowered this fall, and I just recently snipped the stalks back. It's got green growth about 4 to 6 inches high in the ground. You know, right. I haven't moved it. I didn't think it was a perennial, but earlier you said it was. Now, what's the story?
Mums are perennial-type flowers, and what things have changed in the gardening in industry. 40 years ago, 30 years ago, most of the mums were field-grown. And when the fall came and you wanted to buy a mum, you went to the farm stand or the greenhouse, and you bought the mums, and they were dug out of the field, put into cardboard boxes. I remember when I was in high school in the late 60s, I worked at a farm stand, and on the weekend, I went out and I would dug the mums out of the field, put them in beer boxes or soda boxes. People brought them home and they planted them. And they survived really, really well. Well, there's not enough labor. Too expensive to do that. So all of your mums are grown in plastic pots. So the mums go round and round and round and round the pot. They never get a chance to be root pruned. When you get home, you dig a hole, you drop them in, and if you don't root prune the plant, cut the roots do not move out into the soil to become established. They sit there, and the frost will actually pop them out of the ground. They heave with the cold and the warm weather. So what you need to do when you buy a mum is to slice the root ball in three places, cut into the root ball about an inch, and every root that you cut will make a brand new root that will move out of the root ball into the soil, and they will survive a lot better. The old days, when they dug them out of the field, you got more roots. The roots had all been pruned, root pruned, and when you planted them, they took off and they did much, much better. So it's progress. They're not as hardy, same kind of mum, but they will do a lot better if you can root prune them. Now, the other thing that will help your mum, put 2-3 inches of pine needles, shredded leaves, excuse me, right over them. And that will keep the ground frozen during the winter. When we get a nice day, the pine needles, the shredded leaves, or the bark mulch that you put on top of it will freeze and thaw, but the ground itself will stay frozen. And that's something that you can do right now. Okay, even though it's green, cover them, because these nice days are limited at this point. Great question, and very, very timely. Thank you for the call. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from Mass with a question about clementines.
Frank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have a clematis plant. Actually, it's very, very old. It was in the north side of our house, and we did some renovations, so I moved it to the south side, and it kind of stopped blooming then. We had kind of put it out closer to the road by the mailbox, and now we're able to move it back into the north part of the house again on the north side, and it's still not blooming. Is there something I need to do to... It never was a great bloomer. It always had great foliage, but is there something I need to do to make it really bloom?
Okay. Now, when you moved that clematis, Frank, did you cut it back some, or did you keep it as one great big piece?
No, it was... I took it out as the one root ball and planted it.
Okay. And how tall is it now?
Well, I put some sticks around it so that it kind of can climb up, and it gets about 5 feet tall.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is this. The secret to clematis is it prefers, and I mean it prefers, a very, very sweet soil. It also okay. prefers a couple of inches of bark mulch around it. So what you can do is this. If you have a wood stove or a fireplace, I want you to put, during the winter or in the spring, 3, 4, even 5 handfuls of wood ash around it. Mm. If you can do that a couple times a year, again, the sweeter the soil, the better your clematis is going to grow. So either lime or wood ash, it'll make the soil sweet, the root system will thrive. The most delicate part of a clematis is the bottom 3 inches, so that if you can put a couple of inches of bark mulch around it, that will help. Now, on the south side of your clematis plant, the side that gets the sun most of the day, I want you to get a brick, a regular size brick. It doesn't have to be a cinder block. It can be a cobblestone, but a brick. Stand it up on edge. And that will cast a shadow up against the stem of the plant. What happens is, during the winter, the sun hits the stem, warms it up. When the sun goes down, it gets cold. So it freezes and thaws. During the summer, it gets real hot, and then it cools off. You put a brick in front of it, it casts a shadow, and you get no fluctuation in temperature. That makes a difference. Okay? So lime it, mulch it, and put a brick in front on the south side.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden, indoors or out. Tom, who's up next? Okay, Tom is busy right now. We're going to tell you about a couple of things that you should be aware of at this time of the year. We've talked a little bit about setting up a bird feeder station. And if you want to do a bird feeder station that's really going to attract more birds, try and place it where there are some large evergreens to create a little bit of shelter for the birds. Because what you don't want to have happen is to attract the birds and all of a sudden the cats appear and they take them out. So if a bird can come, land in a tree or a large evergreen, look around to make sure there's nothing there, it will be more successful for you. So please choose a location where there's a little bit of shelter. And I'll tell you, during the winter months, if you live in an area where you do get snowfall, a large evergreen and a bird feeder is perfect. They have a place to hide during the storm, and then they can get to the food very, very easily. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, you all set? Who do we have up next, Tom?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about his veggie garden.
Hey, Tom, good morning. How can we help you to have a better garden next year?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call. I want to start a new garden, So this past summer, I've been watching the sun pattern in the yard, and I think I have the best position for it. I also got a compost tumbler, which is working great, and I'm spreading that over the area. I have mulched leaves over it. So one of my questions is, should I rototill all of that into the garden area now or wait till spring? And then is there anything else that you could suggest that I should add to the area this year or now while I can to then start the garden next spring?
If it's at all possible, I would try and rototill it now. The reason is if we have a wet spring, it's going to be more difficult to get the rototiller in there to blend everything together, which could delay you planting. Also, by rototilling all this beautiful organic matter into the ground now, it will begin to encourage the microbes and the bacteria to form in your ground. So I would rototill it now, get the ground all ready. Then in the spring, I would till it again. So for now, everything has been spread. Beautiful compost from your compost tumbler, leaves, pine needles. I would add a lime. And because it's a new garden, it's never been limed before, I would use a 50-pound bag of lime for 500 square feet of garden. That's double the recommended rate, but because it's virgin soil, you probably have a lot of acidity in that ground. And I would definitely do it now, just in case we have a wet spring. It'll make things a lot easier for you. The weather has been mild. You can probably rent a rototiller from a power equipment place without being put on a waiting list. Well, sometimes during late April and May, you can't get one for the weekend. And you can get it all prepped. And then the other thing that you can do is during the winter, when we get a northeast type storm, being that you live in New Hampshire, if you're not too far from the ocean, get half a dozen trash bags, head down to the beach after a major storm. It will be covered with seaweed. Pick up that seaweed, bring it home, lay it right on top of your garden. If it's open, if it's not, keep those bags and then add it to the garden in the spring for more organic matter. The better you prepare your soil, the better it's going to be for you. And the first year is always difficult. So till it now. That will kill all of the roots of the grasses that are there. Some of them will re-sprout in the spring. And when you rototill again in the spring, you'll kill those. So two is better than one.